ePress.am, on January 22, the Court of First Instance of Armenia's Lori Province, presided over by Judge Lucien Abgarian, decided to impose a fine of AMD 150,000, about $300, on Arjuk village resident Karen Kechoyan, who was charged with physically abusing his wife Lucien Gabuzian and minor daughter Marushia Kechoyan. The lawyer for the aggrieved party, Liana Manasagian, found the ruling laughable and plans to appeal it. Kechoyan would tie his daughter up with chains in a barn to discipline her. The defendant, a veteran of the Nagorno-Karabakh War, was accused of inflicting physical and emotional injuries on his wife and children for years. The incidents of physical abuse would usually follow domestic quarrels between the spouses. My children and I used to be subjected to periodic beatings. The kids wouldn't go to school for months, waiting for the bruise to heal, Gabuzian was cited as saying by her lawyer. After one of the fights, Kechoyan tied his 16-year-old daughter up with chains in the barn. In court on Friday, the defendant justified his actions by saying that he was only trying to discipline her. Marushia told the lawyer about another one of Kechoyan's educational methods. Speaking to ePress.am after the trial, Manasagian cited her minor client, father, was trying to turn us against mom, and we'd often testify against her to police. If we didn't, father would burn our fingers on the stove. After each beating, Lucien Gabuzian would flee to Vanadzor to her parents' house. However, the woman would always return to Arjut, scared of her husband's violent threats. The latest incident left the victim in the hospital with a broken nose and a concussion. When discharged, she turned to the Yerevan-based Women's Support Center NGO, where she and her two children were provided shelter. The spouse's three other kids remained with Kechoyan. The patriot, the veteran, and the traditional man, defendant does not accept accusations. Karen Kechoyan pleaded not guilty on January 22 to all charges against him. He claimed he is a patriotic veteran, who leads an honest and law-abiding life. I spit on you all. I used to work in the police and am aware of the law, stated the defendant, addressing the victim's lawyer and supporters. Additionally, Kechoyan, who behaved aggressively throughout the entire hearing, started yelling threats and profanities when an ePress.am reporter asked the judge's permission to photograph the audience. When the victim's counsel presented forensic medical evidence of a 3.5 cm bruise on Marushia Kechoyan's forehead, the defendant declared it was a result of his discipline method. I pressed a finger to her forehead and told her to leave the house when she came home with dirty hands. Can't I do that? Shouted Kechoyan to the court. Prosecutor Armen Poghosian objected, saying that this kind of injury couldn't have been inflicted with a press of a finger and had, in fact, resulted from a blow with a blunt object. The defendant, however, ignored this statement and went on to justify his educational methods. I am a traditional Armenian man, and my daughters can only leave my house virgins. Police reaction to the case. Lucien Gabuzian's despair, lawyer Manasagian told ePress.am, only grew more profound after each appeal to the police. When, in particular, the defendant tied Marushia up with chains, the mother turned to the juvenile division of the Vanadzor police and received the following reply, "No one's been killed, so we can't launch a case." Police officers also reproached the woman for taking her daughter to the station. Why have you dragged her here? If she defies her father today, she'll defy you tomorrow. Court's laughable verdict. The corresponding articles of Armenia's criminal code punish intentional infliction of bodily harm and beating with a fine or imprisonment for up to 2 months. Prosecution had motioned for an AMD 250,000 fine, but the court decided to impose one of AMD 150,000, taking into account mitigating circumstances, the fact that the accused has three underage children under his care and has no previous convictions. The judge added that Kechoyan has been characterized by fellow villagers and colleagues as being either a melancholic or a very patriotic person. The veteran, who kept his family under constant fear of abuse for years, also received the praise of the local branch of the Yerkrapa Volunteers Union. The members of the union have told the court that Kechoyan faithfully participates in all the national and patriotic events. The aggrieved party, on the other hand, is convinced that the accused deserves a harsher punishment and intends to appeal the Friday ruling at the Court of Appeal. The fact that he could get away with only a fine is laughable, counsel Manasagian told our reporter. Growing number of domestic violence cases in Armenia. Experts believe that the issue remains unresolved since there are no laws or provisions in Armenia on the prevention of domestic violence. All such cases are examined under articles on either beating or infliction of physical harm, which envisage extremely mild punishments. Judges rarely impose the maximum punishment, a 2-month imprisonment, since there are always mitigating circumstances in favor of defendants. According to Women's Support Center head Maro Matosian, ARM, Armenia has no specially designed, gender-sensitive policies, and the government offers no tools or services to protect victims of spousal violence and their children. Shahane Kachatrian.